This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
The Sports Station. Dirt and Sprague.
Love in the shotgun slot left. And faking the handoff. Love rolls right, throws end zone.
Oh, he's got
Tucker
him.
Touchdown! And a Lambeau leap to the north end zone. Stands a beat. Will Harris on a beautiful play fake by Jordan Love.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
Give me a sack, Harry. What did you ask for? Is it deep enough? Polanco is on his way home. Here it comes. He's sacked. Harry Ford. Harry Ford. Welcome to the big leagues. The Mariners are in first place.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right. 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1. The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Reno. Three Dallas, ready?
Blue Poncho. Blue Poncho.
Blue 58. Rambo.
Blue 58.
It's Monday. Monday. Monday.
Red Pauly. Red Pauly.
Yes. Here we go.
Happy Football Friday, everybody.
What is happening?
I think I need to add some more quarterback sounds to that.
Yeah, we got to throw a few more in there. We need a few more audibles, few more checks, few more calls. We've kind of had the same ones in there for a while. It's time for a refresher.
Well, should we take Andrew Luck out?
Ooh.
There's a Monday in there. Feels
there
weird
is.
To hear on a Friday.
It is. That's more of a Monday
so
show
Red
drop.
Red Pauly.
I think Red Pauly is Eli Manning, if I'm not wrong.
I believe that's Luck.
Red Pauly.
That's Luck.
Heck, that's Luck?
That's Luck.
That
I
one's Luck.
Luck ones in
okay,
there,
what
yeah.
about who's Blue Poncho? That's Luck. These are all Andrew Luck calls. Is that what we're
Those
hearing?
Those three are.
43 Dallas, ready?
That's not
Andrew Luck. I know that.
Blue 58.
That's
Blue
Rogers.
Blue 58.
Rogers. Okay.
Yeah.
What about Lambeau?
Lambeau 59.
I don't know who that one is.
Lambeau 59.
I don't remember.
You
that
would
one.
Assume it's a Packer quarterback, but I don't know.
Maybe.
That's Cam. We know that's
Obviously,
Cam.
Yeah.
24 Reno.
Is that Gruden? Is that Gruden making
I think
a play
that's
call?
A Gruden play call.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got a Gruden call there.
Red right, 24 double Puma on one. Red right.
That's just a good play call. I like that one.
I mean, that's a cool play call, but yeah. We should probably, the best one in there is either to me Cam or Dax.
Now, here's a question, because I feel like we went from an era of quarterbacks where you could like obviously know the calls and the checks and the phrasing that they would use.
Yep.
I don't know if I feel that way about a lot of the young quarterbacks.
Well, I know Caleb's now,
I
hate it.
What's his go-to?
Turbo!
Oh, turbo set.
Yeah, it's a weird turbo 18!
Gives you a turbo right before he hikes
and
it.
And I'm like, eh.
Yeah, maybe that's what
And it's so. Also his quarterback cadence isn't very like, it's not the cadence I love.
It's not what it used to be, man.
Turbo!
There was the great clip of the John Gruden still does his quarterback thing, and he sits down with all the rookies going in, and he had one with Jackson Dart, and he asked for his, what's your snap count? Let me hear it. How does it sound? How aggressive are you? He said, you ready to go? Ready? Ready for this? And Gruden looked at him like, what are you doing? What happens if you go on two? You want to hear two? Here we go. Let's go on two. Ready?
Yeah.
It's like, that's what we do now in college. It's a lost art. The hard count, the getting the guys to jump off sides, the good sounding voice. It's not quite what it used to be.
Yeah, you
Bob.
Need a quarterback under center.
Yes.
With an absolute great hard count.
Yes. But we all knew Omaha. We know Dax. Yeah. Here we go. We knew Cam Newton's ready. There was a lot of them. Even Aaron Rodgers is a pretty, you
know.
Blue 58.
Well, like, what is, I'm trying to think right now. I just watched the game. What's Jaden Daniels?
I got nothing for you. I don't know if I even have ever heard his voice, to be honest with you, let alone at the line of scrimmage.
Now, what about Jordan Love?
I don't feel like I know Jordan Love's either. It's my whole point. Mm. We went from an era and a generation
of
knowing.
A lot of clapping.
Yeah. We knew Omaha. We knew all of them from the quarterbacks, and now it's just not the same.
Do you know Burroughs?
I don't feel like I do.
Damn, dude, you don't know any of them, do you?
No, and I feel like.
Stroud?
No, I got nothing on Stroud.
Herbert?
I'm sure listeners will say, oh, you just, you know, it's this or this.
Maybe.
How do you not know that? Maybe the fan bases of the team know it, but it's not widespread throughout the NFL.
What's Bo's? Yeah. You're right. We don't know him.
We don't know him anymore.
I like to know him.
It's a lost art. You knew the audible. You knew the call. You knew the cadence. You knew the tone of the voice. You knew the pacing of it. It was a known thing amongst quarterbacks.
I feel like when I know your cadence, I tend to like you a little more.
I do, too.
Like, you could hate Cam Newton. But man,
when you got one of those, I was ready.
I'm ready, Cam.
Yes, here we go.
Now that needs to be Josh Allen's, not Dak Prescott's.
He's taking it over. It's like the Superman thing in the NBA. Who's the real Superman?
Kinda, yeah.
We got a new.
Yes, here we go.
Because if Josh Allen did the. Yeah, here we go. You'd be like, here we go.
I am ready to go, Josh Allen.
Dak might throw a pick six.
You going to throw a touchdown here, Josh?
Like, yeah, here we go.
I mean, here we go. The other team scored a touchdown. At least somebody's scoring a touchdown out of this thing.
You know who I feel like would be really great in a different era of quarterback cadences? Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield would have been a classic.
And maybe he has one and I'm blanking on it, but Baker Mayfield strikes me as, I need that guy to have a quarterback cadence.
He feels like he would go low with it. He would be aggressive with it. He'd get deep down in there when he's saying it. Nothing high pitch. It'd be gritty. It'd be tough. And he's ready to run through your face and pick up a first down if he has to.
Pirate 45.
Yes. Injected into my veins.
Let's go, Pirate. Are we, are cameras working today, Swigard? Do we got a, okay. Okay. No. We got a thing going on here.
YouTube's down?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, your cameras aren't loaded, so I don't know if because they had the remote thing yesterday, they didn't.
We didn't unplug it.
You got to plug it, plug it back in?
Now, did Jake get to stay at the hotel?
I have no idea.
That was a big thing for him. He was like, I might ask for a room.
He was trying to get a free night stay at A&A last night.
Which I'm like... I get it. I love the approach, but you're
not
going to
knock the hustle.
Getting off at 7 o'clock, you can't drive.
It's not that late.
It's not like
you're working till 2 o'clock in the morning, or you have to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
No.
It's a slightly different scenario where you'll be home at like 7:45 and then turn around and come to work on a Friday.
Can I tell you a football thought that I had yesterday watching that Thursday night football game, which we'll talk about today?
You weren't glued to NC State Wake Forest and the food truck lighting on fire.
Oh, I didn't see a food truck.
There was a food truck that lit on fire, and the entire stadium almost filled with smoke.
Really?
They had to show it on the broadcast. They were like, no, there's not a firework problem. It's not clouds. They zoomed in on a guy
who
was like standing in the food truck with like one guy with a fire extinguisher.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to put
Grease
the thing
fire,
out.
Huh?
And they're just showing it on TV like, yeah, he's in there, and there's just flames that are like 10 feet high. Like, are we
remember that Thursday night game at Virginia Tech and like, I don't know if when Corso was, it was like one of the ESPN announcers' rental car caught on fire in the parking garage across the street.
Like, hey, that's my car, man. I'm getting out of here. I'm like leaving the stadium.
I didn't see that. I didn't see Dicker blow a 10-point lead.
He did, yeah. Dicker blew a lead. I didn't watch much of it either. I just saw the highlight
of
the food truck on fire.
Well, Wake Forest returned the opening kickoff back for a touchdown.
Well, I saw Ashford threw a pick six to a D lineman.
And then you had a fat guy pick six.
We did. It was a sick little pick six.
Duck legend, Robbie Ashford right there.
Well, the thing about that game is my iPad was dead. I didn't feel like plugging it in.
Then you're not changing if you're on Amazon Prime.
Dude,
I'm
when
not
you
flipping
have Prime
off.
To YouTube, yeah. It's like an off, a home button, and it just became a disaster. So I checked in a little bit.
Too many apps opening up and closing if the iPad's not ready to go. It's also NC State versus Wake Forest. You'll be okay.
Those are two teams I couldn't care less about.
Neither of them are going to be very good this year. Breaking news.
But watching that football game, I understand that it's safety. I hate the jumbo helmet.
You don't like the jumbo helmet?
Romeo Dobbs.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It makes me feel like you're a Nickelodeon slime cartoon.
There's got to be a way, like we talked about this yesterday with Brock Purdy and his turf toe. Like we need a new word for it to accurately explain the pain that you're going through and not just turf toe, because it seems very harmless. You got turf toe. What could be wrong with that? There's got to be a way to make those look slightly cooler. Is there not a way to make them slightly smaller or slightly cooler? Because I'm with you. On the lineman, I don't mind it. Like an offensive lineman wearing it, it doesn't bother me that much.
No, I don't like it at all.
You're out on it.
I'm out completely. I hate it.
The skill position players especially, though, it just you look like you got a mushroom on top of your head.
They look like, they honestly look like they're in Mario or they're aliens.
Right.
It just doesn't look the part. In fact, I caught myself last Sunday night.
Look at you being an old fuddy-duddy watching football. Back in my day, we didn't wear these.
Well, most of the players aren't wearing them. That's what makes them stand out so much. But I was watching the Sunday night game with Buffalo and Baltimore.
Yes.
And every single time Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson or Zay Flowers ran past Taylor Rapp, I went, maybe if you didn't have the jumbo helmet, you wouldn't be outrun like that.
Yeah, what's the mile per hour slowdown that you get wearing that thing in the secondary or as a wide receiver? There's got to be at least a minuscule amount that you are slowed down. It's extra weight on your head.
It's like a golf shot. You could be like, well, there's only 2 miles an hour of wind. And I'd be like, well, that shouldn't dictate things. It might play a little bit of a factor.
Instead of 158, it might go 154. And that might be enough to leave it short of the green. And it's rolling off the front. Now I'm chipping instead of putting for birdie.
Exactly.
I do chuckle. The Cleveland Pop Warner team practices by my house, and we walk and we see them a lot of nights. They're out there, you know, working on their game and getting ready to go. I don't know if they're playing games yet. I'm assuming they are. But I do chuckle at the amount of them. I want to guesstimate that like 80% of the kids wear one of those on their helmet. And my follow-up is
so they're down to the youth level now.
Dude, follow-up is one, where is this in the budget? Because Cleveland football doesn't have a very big budget, and I don't think those things are cheap. So good for whoever's paying for that. Secondly, do you hit hard enough in Pop Warner football to need one?
Well, I think it's more about that age, not allowing any possibility
no
of
rattling of the head whatsoever inside the helmet.
That's why a lot of people don't let their kids at that age play tackle football.
I just, you know, I remember my days in Pop Warner. I don't ever remember getting hit that hard to, like, high school.
I got hit a couple times.
I mean, sure, small kids, it can happen. Somebody runs into you perfectly. High school, I get it more so because the guys are bigger and some are going on to play in college. But in Pop Warner, none of these kids are very big. But it's down at that level now. They're all wearing it.
I brought in candy today.
You did, yeah.
And I just want to ask, do you guys think these two bowls will have any candy in them come Monday?
Yes.
Yeah, they'll have a little bit left Monday.
I think there'll be some left on Monday.
Really?
That's a decent amount of candy.
There's 3 shows and the weekend.
Well, you got to think weekend. There's no weekend shows this weekend.
Joe and Rashad?
No, because the Ducks game, I'm on tomorrow at 6 a.m., brother.
Oh, you're right. It's a big nooner.
It's a big
noon
game. Well,
the post game is extended.
Post game will be here, yeah. So that's
who's doing the post game?
Fish and
Schultz?
Schultze.
Fish and Schultz.
So you got a Fish and Schultz.
Those
situation.
Are two good candidates to eat a lot of candy.
Joe Fish?
Yeah, that's two good candidates right there. But then we don't have any shows on Sunday anymore.
No, we don't have any shows.
Correct.
Early Seahawks game, that'll start at 8 because they're at Pittsburgh.
Right.
Pre-game at 8. Mm-hmm.
So that's a decent amount of candy in there.
They won't be emptied.
I think there'll be some left. That's my take.
There's not as much in there as you think.
No, but.
But how many are you going to eat throughout, like even for a fat ass, how many of those can you eat throughout the course of a 3-hour show?
Soup might have one or two. I don't know if Rop will have any.
It's too early for me to have candy in the day. I can't do it.
If I was in a mood to eat candy, I could clean out half one of those bowls.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
Oh, if I was starving and like didn't, too. Yeah, I could take like 12 of those Twix over a course of a show. Yes.
I thought I nailed the candy choices too.
I mean, those are perfect. Yeah. You don't really need anything other than Twix and Reese's.
I tend to agree.
That's all that you need. The left or the right, it doesn't matter. I like them both. The Reese's always gets the job done. Mm. This Halloween candy buy? You already buying bags?
I bought some candy yesterday, and I went, you know what? I'm going to share with my coworkers.
Yeah.
My daughter gets mad because I'll sometimes buy, like, donuts or candy, and it's for work, and she'll go, how come you're always giving your work food?
Where's our food?
Yeah, where's our
food? I want food here.
Like, shut up, you little twerp. You got Ben and Jerry's.
Ice cream's all you need.
Be quiet.
I'm proud of myself for not buying a bag of candy, because I've been to a grocery store approximately, you know, however many times in the last 3 weeks, and every time I've been, the candy bags have stared me in the face, and I don't need to buy it yet. If I'm buying it now, it's just for my consumption, and I've held off so far.
I bought the Costco full-size candy bar box.
I mean, yeah.
because I like to give those out at Halloween, be the good neighbor.
Right, you want
to
have the big jumbo bars?
30 bars are supposed to be in that thing, and we're down 6 already.
Down 6?
These little kids.
It is September 12th, man.
I know.
You got a long ways to go.
They were $8 off. I had to jump at the price.
The thing, though, is you got to then put them on like a super high shelf.
I did. They found them. I hit them 3 times. They found them. I don't know what to do.
My niece and nephew had one of those like 3 Halloweens ago where all the Halloween candy disappeared and they didn't tell their parents, my brother and sister-in-law, that they ate it. And they knew that they ate it, but they were lying about it. And then I think one day they were washing their sheets or something and like tucked behind in the corners of the wall on the side of the mattress, there was like 75 candy wrappers.
Heavyweights?
Just eating those things left and right. I'm not going to blame you. I probably did the same thing when I was a kid.
We got a loaded show today. We got Alex Gold going to join us from Kansas City. I find them one of the more interesting teams. They haven't been 0-2 since 2018.
Been a long time. There was a poll that came out about the most panicked fan bases in the NFL, and they are one of the most panicked fan bases.
Oh, I saw that. Yes. I have a segment of who can least afford to go 0-2 this weekend.
Who should legitimately be panicked?
And without Googling, I really am asking everybody here to not text this in because you Googled. I just want to guess and something to sit on. Who is the only team in the 17-game era to start 2-0 every time? It's only been 3 years.
Oh.
There's only one team that has started 2-0.
2-0 every time?
Every time.
Huh.
According to NFL Reddit.
Okay.
So,
which is
that
never
caveat.
Wrong. We'll believe it.
Yeah.
We'll run with it.
40 days. Sean Kemp amount of days to yes. The Blazers tip off.
There you go.
Because Sean Kemp will be number 40 forever over Bill Laimbeer.
Yes.
There's no other number 40.
Bill Laimbeer was pretty special, though, man.
Was he?
All those clotheslines.
Oh, yeah.
The enforcer.
Who could forget?
The tippy-toe jumper.
All those great plays.
Oh, man.
All that skill that he had.
I don't think LeBron could handle Bill Laimbeer.
No, he couldn't. If Bill Laimbeer played in this era, he'd dominate.
He dominates
40, offensively.
40 a game.
You throw him down in the block. Nobody could defend that guy.
Do you want to take back, Swag, your punishment on the Clipper thing? Because that got even worse yesterday.
Ooh, that did get worse. Like I said, they got a...
There's rumors from Mark Stein that they might strip
now,
his contract.
Now, if Pablo Torre is a better investigator.
Stop interrupting people on the show. You do it way too much. There is report from Mark Stein that they may strip Kawhi's contract and still keep the numbers on the books for the Clippers.
That is about the worst possible scenario. Because now you got a max deal without any player involved. Although some would argue that's kind of what Kawhi Leonard's career has been in a Clipper uniform.
Fair point.
A max contract for a guy who doesn't really play that often. Hasn't gone well for them.
God, I hope they get hammered.
The Clippers will always be the Clippers. They're just one of those franchises. Like, even with the richest owner in the NBA, they're finding a way to screw it up.
What an idiot, that
just,
guy.
Just, what are we doing?
Smartest
here,
guy in the world yes. becomes the biggest idiot to win.
Developers.
Into cheaters.
That's right.
Football Friday is going to roll on. We start with the Thursday Night Football and the NFC Supremacy. Ooh. We'll start there. Dirt and Spray, good to be with you. Let's get it going on this Friday on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Well, you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month when you break it down.
Hell of a deal.
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. We have a loaded college football slate and NFL slate to get into today.
Yes, we do.
So we'll kind of go back and forth, back and forth.
I like that. Mix and match a little bit throughout the show.
I think we should start with what we saw last night in the National Football League.
Yeah.
I think my only bummer of that game, because it wasn't a great game to watch. If you're a Packer fan, it's a great game.
Sure, you love watching your team dominate, but for 100%. Non-Packer fan or non-gambling folks on Green Bay, yeah, that was not a great game.
I didn't gamble on the game at all. I just watched as a football fan, hoping for a great contest between what seems like is two good teams, and one seems great and the other one seems banged up and not amazing. This is the only reason I hate that Thursday game is like, hey, here's 5 days off. Now travel to Wisconsin and play tackle football.
Not easy to do.
Not easy at all. Washington got off to the worst possible start. They had their fewest yards in a game, and God knows how long. They had 11 yards in the first quarter. They haven't been held down like that in a while.
Nope.
The offense never got clicking. Now, I also, on the other side, the NFC supremacy race of where Green Bay ranks for people, how they stack up in the NFC, because that score says 27-18. That score is not indicative of how dominant that game felt.
Not at all.
By Green Bay last night.
Not at all, dude. That was, and very similar, I thought, to their win over Detroit, where it felt the final score might look a little bit better because Detroit scored a little bit late, but it wasn't really close at all. Green Bay jumped on them early, controlled the entire game, essentially did what they wanted to on both sides of the ball, and they look like right now the best team in the NFL. Now, it's early, but they came in with a lot of hype, a lot of promise. The Micah Parsons trade was a huge deal, and this has been a playoff team the last couple of years despite all the injuries that they went through. And then you add a guy like that to the mix. They look dominant defensively. Washington has been one of the best offenses in the NFL over the last, 18, 19 games in the regular season. They were great in the playoffs last year. Jaden Daniels had no answers. They couldn't run the football. He was under siege the entire time in the pocket. It felt like every throw in the first half was a check down for 1 or 2 yards. His per throw average for the game was less than 5 yards, so nothing downfield. That was, to me, the story has been through 2 weeks. I think we kind of know who Jordan Love is, a good quarterback. They're executing at a decent level offensively. It's been about how dominant they have been defensively. And I think we saw in week one with the Detroit game, we'll get to them today because they have an interesting game in week two. And the thought was, all right, is that Detroit taking a step back? They don't have Ben Johnson. Are they trying to find their identity offensively? And I think if you're a Lions fan watching that game last night, you feel pretty damn good because Washington's offense moved the ball pretty well against the Giants. They didn't score a ton of points, but they were completely bottled up last night. And I know it's only two games, but when you beat teams who were, you know what, in the final four of the NFC playoff picture last year in your first two games of the season in dominant fashion, you deserve the crown as the best team in the NFC right now.
Over Philly?
Over Philly, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, like if Green Bay and Philly were playing tomorrow, I would take Green Bay to win that game. Well, I don't know what it means for the playoff chase. Yeah. I don't know what it means for 4 months from now in January when we're into an NFC championship game, but they look dominant, dude. They look the part.
They look every bit the part. I kicked myself last night because when they got Parsons, I'm like, dude, that's a Super Bowl type difference move, and then we did playoff picks and I was on a hot seat and I just somehow didn't pick him to make playoffs, and that's I will already flip that. Should we be concerned about Jaden Daniels two games in? He's at a 59 completion percentage, a 6.0 average. Now he doesn't have any picks. You know, a bit of a slow start. Now they dominated on the ground against the Giants, but he wasn't stellar in that game. I watched him have some missed throws there. He was 19 of 30, but you know, we talked about the sophomore slumps, right? There's a few quarterbacks it wasn't the greatest start for. Drake May didn't have a great game. Bo Nix didn't play well. Jaden Daniels has not played well.
Nope.
Caleb did not play well.
No.
The sophomore slumps are kind of kicking in a little bit. Any concern about Jaden Daniels? Because it was the greatest of rookie seasons.
Yes, it was.
And so I think we instantly just, it's automatic he's going to be a Lamar Burrow, Allen, Mahomes guy.
Top five.
And maybe he will, and it's a two-game slump, but I thought their offense, that those two touchdowns are the most misleading stat from last night. Yep. Got a garbage one from Debo at the end. Didn't want to come out of the game even after banging up his ankle. I haven't been overly impressed so far. A lot of balls are coming in low. A lot of Charlie checkdowns last night, and that's credit to Green Bay's defense and pressure, by the way, but any cause for concern at all?
Yeah, I think the question that I will have about him going forward is he has played, you can make the argument the Giants have the best defensive line in football, at least they're in the conversation for it. They should be very good up front all year. And then you go against a team in Green Bay who just added the best pass rusher in the league. And when you're down early, what was the score? 14-3 at the half. So you're coming out in the second half, and it's a little bit more of an obvious passing situation, and Parsons can kind of pin his ears back and get after you. That's the only thing that I'll say about him long term. It's two games. It has not been overly impressive. He's been sacked 7 times through two games so far this season. And it felt like, especially even early on in the game when they were trying to have some balance offensively, there was no time for him to throw the football. And so I think it's a collective concern about them offensively of, one, where is the running game going to be at as the season goes on? They couldn't run the ball at all last night, and he had a decent amount of rushing yards in week one, and they did as a team, but last night they were completely bottled up. And if the offensive line doesn't hold up, what does that mean for him? He had a moment in the first half where he had to escape the pocket right away because Parsons beat whoever he beat on the offensive line. And he's essentially looking behind him because he's worried Parsons is going to chase him down like he did to Jared Goff at the end of the game last week. And as he turns around, here comes a corner who then like takes out his knees and he flips over, and it's those kind of hits and pressure that can derail your season. We saw this with Houston last year. C.J. Stroud had a great rookie season. We all put him on a pedestal of how good he's going to be in year two. They were decimated by injuries offensively. The offensive line was not very good. They figured it out in time to win a playoff game, and they went to the playoffs because their division wasn't very good. But that kind of stuff can spoil a special season. So I'm more worried about their offensive line early than I am Jaden Daniels.
I thought that first half drive by Washington was egregious. It just felt like the most safe way to do a drive to get 3 points. And I'm like,
let's get something on the board here.
You have all your timeouts. You got Jaden Daniels. Right. I felt like their offense kind of went in that game sleepwalking. They were clunky. They were slow.
Yeah, to your point, it could be a Thursday night. You're traveling early in the season and you're just groggy and tired, man.
I thought the best part of that game, and again, if you're a Green Bay fan, and we can carry this over of like looking at some of the NFC stuff very early in the NFL slate, I thought the best part of that game, I thought of Swag. Swag, I thought the best part of that game last night was Al Michaels on the broadcast admitting he ditched the Reds for the Giants for the money.
He did. Right before they won the World Series, too, right? Didn't he leave the year before, and then Marty Brenneman called it winning the World Series the next year?
That was hilarious.
And the Giants did not win a World Series until 2010, so he didn't get to call any of that.
Because Herb Street shouts out that they won it the next year after he left, and he goes, yeah, I left. I went to the Giants. For more money. What else is new? I thought he was good.
I thought he was solid.
Week one.
For an older guy who you're wondering how much of his fastball he has left, I had no issues with Al Michaels
last night. Isn't he 80?
He's up there, dude.
I think he's 80.
That sounds about right.
That's That's pretty impressive to be. I thought he did a good job last night.
He turns 81 in November.
That's crazy.
81 in November.
He's already past the expiration date of every average American, and he's calling football games.
Still got it, man. I don't know. He's not throwing 98 anymore, but he'll hit you with 92 on the corner. Like he can still get you out. He's got movement. He's got a cutter. He still has it a little
bit. He's got a little Glavin in him.
He's
not touching the upper 90s.
He's a closer now, you know?
Jamie Moyer in him.
We're not going 8 innings tonight. We don't need you to go 8 innings. Can you give me 3? Can you give me 3 at the back end of the game?
Every once in a while, that Wakefield knuckleball, man, it drops, and you're just, what happened? I can't hit that ball. I thought that was a good game for him.
It was a great game for Al Michaels. One of the few highlights, because it was, you know, you get these where you get hyped up and it's two teams who were in the playoffs last year and maybe an NFC title game preview, and it might end up being that. Who knows? Long ways to go.
Would you gamble that right now?
I would not gamble that right now. No, I would not. But a lot of things have changed, and through 3 weeks last year, the Saints were an unstoppable offensive force that we haven't seen the likes of since the greatest show on turf in the St. Louis Rams. But it's always a bummer when a game like that doesn't quite live up to the hype. Felt like it was going to be a low-scoring defensive struggle early, and then the Packers hit a couple explosive plays, and then it's 14-3, and you're like, I don't think Washington can come back from this.
The under hit, didn't it?
The under hit. The under hit last
night. Look at you. So, you called it.
Hey, I'll take unders right there. Yeah. Short week. Unders are on fire out of the gate early in the NFL season. Sans like two games.
Yeah, I liked the Packers, but that hook kind of scared me away, and I didn't end up gambling on it.
Yeah. I don't blame you at all for that. I stayed away from a side last night. I didn't have a strong feeling on it either way. But I think we're starting to open our eyes a little bit to what's going on in old Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I want to talk about something you said there that we didn't really stick on. So we'll get to that and other NFL matchups that are very interesting this week. And the slate is going to be a lot of fun. So we'll get to that coming up next. Good morning. Happy Friday. Big game down in Lubbock. Well,
tortillas will be flying. Although they get a penalty for that now. I think they can do it on opening kickoff or the start of the game or something, but they used to do them after every touchdown.
Well, I know they've tried to take that away.
And that's turned into like the horns down, that if you're throwing tortillas on the field, they can get a 15-yard penalty at any moment in the game.
I mean, just the softest reaction, those two situations. Like, let them throw tortillas and let people throw the horns down.
Yes, it's a tortilla. Tortillas have never hurt anybody.
Is it a penalty to do the U down when you play Miami?
I don't believe that it is.
That's ridiculous.
I don't believe that it is.
That hurts those people just as much as it hurts the Texas people.
Now, I know it was after the game, so it wasn't in the game, but if a Duck player... Dylan Mitchell did it years ago, 2018-ish, 2019. He did the UW down after scoring a touchdown against the Huskies.
Like, those Husky
Troy
Dye
did
like
it
that.
After the game, but that's not a penalty, I don't believe.
That is one of the greatest post-game walk-offs after a rivalry game.
In Troy Seattle. Dye, bump, bump. Thank you for coming.
See you later.
Jumping on that plane.
We'll get into the college football slate. Some big pressure cooker games out there. And I have a quarterback-related question.
Ooh.
But let's roll on. We had the Commanders fall to Green Bay. Green Bay absolutely dominating in that game against the Commanders last night. I like the Ice Whites, too, by the way.
You like the Ice Whites?
Not as like a... You know, once or twice a year, yeah,
a one-off,
like the Ice Whites.
The old color rush on a Thursday night football, though the Commanders didn't play in. They had mix and matching colors.
They're better than the those weird throwback ones.
The throwback ones are some of the grossest uniforms that exist in the NFL.
Those and the Bumblebee Steeler ones are
just
terrible.
Horrible. Nobody wants to see those.
Now, if you look at just game stats, I think it kind of tells a little bit of this story because, again, the score, to me, does not indicate the difference in this stuff. Green Bay, you said in the last segment, Green Bay early on, week two.
Two weeks.
You said that Green Bay to you would give the nod over Philly. And you could be right. Parsons on that defense, as he just gets healthier. Oh my God.
Yeah, he's not even up to his full snap count that he's going to be playing whenever he's at his peak.
It's terrifying. And they look every bit. I think LaFleur he schemed up some brilliant stuff. Kraft was big for them yesterday. Dobbs came up with a catch. You had Musgrave jump into the action, right? But I just don't know if I can go there yet. It's not that I'm doubting Green Bay. Green Bay is absolutely a Super Bowl contender in my mind.
Sure.
But the nod to just say they're the best, they're better than Philly. That's one of those, to me...
You got to beat them to see it kind of thing?
A little bit.
They play each other Monday Night Football.
I'm looking forward to that matchup.
November 10th, Monday Night Football in Lambeau Field.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed everybody stays healthy because, again, that continues to be the story in the NFL. But I just... I'll see what Philly is this weekend at Kansas City. Kansas City has their backs against the wall, it feels like, because that division suddenly got tougher.
Sure.
You know, I like to give the nod to the team that earned that crown last year. So I
totally
understand
fair.
What you're saying of Green Bay and the look of it. But last night, Green Bay fans, they felt very giddy watching their team. Some may have even booked trips to Santa Clara, which I would say...
Oh, early Super Bowl trip, huh?
I would have booked it last night as a Packer fan if I wanted to go.
Right, just to get it out of the way, make sure you have it.
Book it now.
Get rid of it later if you need to.
Yeah, cancel everything. Packer fans are very giddy. They wanted Micah Parsons, who did the postgame on Thursday night on Amazon, they wanted the world to know who they're thankful for Micah Parsons.
Out for a second because this crowd has something to say. I know you guys know what they're saying. They're saying, thank you, Jerry.
Just.
Thanks, Jerry. Thanks for that one. Well done. This is why when you draft dominant players and you've discovered them and helped develop them, you always want to wait to pay them. You never want to pay them early in order to save yourself a little bit of money in the long run. You drag it out as long as humanly possible. You refuse to negotiate with their agent, and then you trade them to another team in your conference.
That is going to...
That's usually the blueprint you want to follow.
All time, every other fan base in the NFC should be irate that was allowed to happen.
Yeah, that he went to, of all the teams he could have gone to, too, like Philly was the only one that probably would have been worse, but I didn't see it, but I've seen the clips of the Cowboy documentary where they're showing Jerry Jones watching the Packer playoff game a couple years ago.
I was just going to bring this up.
It looked like the Packers killed him, like he was dead at the end of that thing.
Well, you're right. The Philly thing, like, oh, we don't want to play him in division and have him come back, you know, once a year. Okay, you send him to the team that seemingly beats you once every 3 years in the playoffs.
Just hung half a hundred on you like 2 years ago.
How many Philly playoff games do you get versus how many times do the Packers eliminate your ass?
Right.
I am happy for Packer fan. I'm not a Packer fan at all, but damn it, dude. Does he make that defense just elevated to maybe being the best unit in football, if not in the conversation for sure?
And look, I don't blame you at all for doing the let's see how Philly shakes out and they deserve the crown until somebody beats him. Totally understand the take. I think you could go position by position. It's a really fun matchup. Like, I might be alone. I would take Jordan Love over Jalen Hurts. I just think he's a better quarterback and he does more. I think you would take the skill position guys of Philly, obviously. Their wide receivers, their running back. Offensive line, maybe slight edge Philly. But in every spot where you would say there's maybe a slight edge, it's not like there's a big drop-off. It's not like there's some major concern. Like, you could tell me you think Philly has a better defensive line in total than Green Bay, that's fine. And then I would say, yeah, but they have Micah Parsons, who might be the best pass rusher in the league. So at every spot that you look at, there's not that big of a drop-off from one team to the other. I do think we came into the year asking the question, it's Philly and then who? It's like Philly and then, is it Detroit? Is it the Commanders? Do they take a jump? Can, you know, one of these other teams come? I think Green Bay has firmly planted themselves in, it's Philly and then Green Bay, or it's Green Bay and Philly as the top two teams in the NFC.
Well, I still think there's a team that's just in the background not getting the love, and I don't know if they will most of the year. And that was a team that won on the road against a divisional rival last week in Atlanta, and that's Tampa.
Tampa.
I really love Tampa, but I think if you polled NFL football fans and you said, stack the NFC up very early.
Give me your power rankings in the NFC.
Now, if the Lions come out and they get that offense humming and they beat the Bears, there might be a decent amount of people. If the Vikings come out on Sunday Night Football against Penix and company and they followed up what they did in the fourth quarter and they put it to a whole game,
sure,
maybe there's some other conversation here. But I think early on right now, I think people would say Philly, Green Bay, rest of conference.
Yes.
Right? That's how I think it would be.
And Tampa, by the way, talk about interesting games this weekend. We won't talk about it a ton today because it's Monday night. We get a Monday night doubleheader next week. They're on the road at Houston for Monday night football. It's a fun little game.
Well, we sprague the line on Fridays. We do that at 9:30. I'll just give you a little peekaboo.
Oh, peekaboo.
That line caught my eye, and I did the stupid sprague trap situation. Like, Vegas wants me to take the Bucks plus 2.5, don't they?
They want you to take
because
the money.
Houston looked terrible against the Rams.
Don't take the trap, buddy. Don't take that trap.
But it's only a 2.5-point spread. Peek-a-boo. And the Bucks are the under... I was mentally torn last night on that one. It's a trap. They want me to take Tampa.
We've now reached that point in the Friday show where we spend every break talking about who we're going to gamble on in about 3 hours from now.
I have a fun little AFC game that you don't necessarily care about that I think I can make you care about.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll pivot into college football. We'll get back into the NFL. It is a loaded Football Friday. Dirt and Sprague back with more on 105.1 Portland Sports Leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Now, I didn't mean to get snipey. I know sometimes coming off on the radio, it can be a little douchey to hear. I want to do two things here, okay? And then I want to give you a fun AFC thing.
Yeah.
One, let's give a round of applause. Jason Swigart out here. He is doing three jobs currently right now.
We got one of the cameras back up.
So we
from
got
YouTube.
A wide shot.
We got so a wide shot
I'm
of
not,
it.
I'm not counting that. Shot. I'm not going to count that one, but I know it's not. I'm not saying that to you, Swag. It's the situation.
The other ones have been unplugged and plugged back in. We'll see if that gets the job done.
No, it does not.
You did.
I don't have the host cameras yet.
I didn't mean to get snipey with you earlier. I love your takes. I just don't like when your takes go over our takes.
You asked me
we
a
all
question.
Get excited. We get fired up on a football Friday.
And I followed up with some stats. I was just kidding. I'm setting you up. Lobbing you.
Teeing you up. You wanted to throw you an alley-oop?
So flying under the radar, it's not even the biggest football game. I don't even know if it'd be in the top 10 for people of NFL games that they would care about.
Ooh, you want me to power rank my top 10 NFL games this weekend? I'll give you that segment if you want it. Hot off the press.
I don't think it needs to be a segment. I think you could honestly look at it and you could jot down your top 10 favorite NFL games, but I'll give you one that you're not going to mention here, okay?
Okay.
Baltimore is playing Cleveland this weekend.
This is not a game that I would have mentioned. You are correct.
Thank you. They're 13-point favorites.
I thought for a moment you were going
to
go Bills
and
Jets. 11.5? That's a big line.
Oh, Jets could be fun because Garrett Wilson's popping off that this offense is what it looked like, and
right.
The Bills have lost to the Jets before when the Jets have been down. So we'll see. So Baltimore is playing Cleveland. They're hosting Cleveland. And you might be like, well, Sprague, why are we talking about this on a football Friday? Great question. Fantastic question. There's a lot of good NFL games, too. Baltimore is doing their 30th anniversary celebration of their organization going to Baltimore.
Against Cleveland?
Against Cleveland.
Cleveland!
And I'm just merely asking
That's
this question.
That's pretty funny.
We don't probably give enough credence into how underrated awful it must be to be a Brown fan, because your team got stolen from you.
Yes, it did, in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
The moving trucks pulled out.
Ray Lewis was now a Raven.
Yes.
Ray Lewis wins a Super Bowl in 2000.
Right out of the gate.
They go through some crap. They find Joe Flacco. They win another Super Bowl.
Yep.
And then they go through a little bit of crap. Here's Lamar Jackson, multi-MVP, and a strong, serious contender every time he hits the field.
Right.
Cleveland has done absolutely nothing. So I don't think we give Cleveland Brown fan enough, like, it's got to be really hard. Because, and I'm just asking this out loud, would the Baltimore Ravens history post leaving Cleveland, would that have happened with Cleveland?
If they stayed there.
Would we have Lamar in a Cleveland Brown uniform? Would Ray Lewis have won multiple Super Bowls? Would Joe Flacco have maybe or maybe not been elite as a Cleveland Brown?
The only thing that I thought would have made this funnier, because I couldn't remember exactly what year it was, but if they were doing like an honoring the Super Bowl team this weekend and Joe Flacco happens to be the starting quarterback on the other side. What was that, 2013?
2012.
2012, okay. Yeah. So it wouldn't have been.
Hashtag never forget. 49ers.
49ers, never forget that one, and the power went off. And it kind of helped them in the second half there. I don't know if it would have happened if they had stayed. There's just something about Cleveland. There's just a stench to it that is hard to overcome.
Mm.
In the last 30 years, the winning percentages, so they moved, and this is obviously, you know, the Browns came back a couple years after that. Since moving to Baltimore, their winning percentage is nearly 60%. It's about 57.5% of their games that they've won. So you can look at different iterations of the team. Quarterbacks have come and gone. John Harbaugh's been one of the longest tenured head coaches now at this point. Billick was great for a long time. Like, they have been one of the best organizations in the NFL over the last 30 years with multiple Super Bowl championships. And on the other side, the Browns have won 34% of their games. Like, that is a massive gap. So not only is your life depressing because your team can't do anything, but the team that originally left your city has gone on to be one of the few who has won multiple Super Bowls and one of the most consistently good organizations. Oh, by the way, they're in your division, too, and you got to play them twice a year. So good luck with that.
Did you see the Baltimore stat about, like, when they have a 90% win probability, how often they're blowing it?
I did not see the stat, but it sounds right, because I know they've had some really funky games over the last couple of years. I remember Gardner Minshew, was that last year or the year before, going in with the Raiders?
That was a couple years ago,
and beating them in the regular season.
I think it was 2022.
There's little games like that that stand out that I remember, primarily from my participation in Survivor Pools, that when you get upsets to that level, and this would be another one, like Cleveland going in there and winning would be pretty shocking, but you also have a team who held Cincinnati, one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL, to 7 total yards in the second half last weekend. If their kicker was competent, they would have won the game, because Cincinnati couldn't move the ball to save their lives in the back end of it. And you got a Baltimore team playing on a short week, technically, because it was a Sunday night game, and they're coming off an emotional loss. And so it just there's interesting ones there where that spread to me is way too big. Maybe Baltimore runs away with it, but I'm not going to gamble that game. If I was, 11.5 is a lot of points for a team who's as good defensively as Cleveland is.
They've had the most 10-plus point leads in the fourth quarter, and they've blown 5 of them, which is the second most, only behind the Bears since 2019.
That was last Sunday night, dude. What were they up? 15 in the second half?
15 with under 4 minutes.
With under 4 minutes to go, and they found a way to lose the game. So yeah. That's got backdoor cover written all over it.
Yeah,
man.
Maybe it does. It's not so much about that game. I tend to actually lean the opposite. I think Baltimore's going to railroad them. The history of Baltimore responding after these blown leads is actually pretty good. Mm. It's more just like, if I was Swag's age, for example, and I lived in Cleveland,
yeah,
I was old enough to really understand what was happening with the Cleveland Browns going to Baltimore.
Well, not to mention all the near misses that they had prior to leaving, too, and the times running into Elway and losing an AFC title game.
Oh, yeah,
fumbles,
the Bernie Kosar, Brian Sipe days.
Yes, they were a good team for a while.
Yeah. But then you got to watch Baltimore leave not only your city, become a new team, but then become the staple of consistency. Yeah. And winning.
I mean, in the last 25 years, how many organizations would you, or the last 30 years, if you want to go that far, how many organizations have been better than them?
Though they're in the top five, probably.
Green Bay's probably in there because they're run on quarterbacks, right? Green Bay's always
Pittsburgh,
good.
Green Bay, Pittsburgh. Baltimore.
Kansas City.
But even Kansas City had some, I mean, in the last 10-ish, yeah.
New England has to be
New
in that.
New England, yeah. Reasons, New England right? For sure, because of Brady.
Yeah, maybe Kansas City has earned a spot in that.
And they have more championships, so if you want to say that's the bigger, you know, well, for swing the last, recently. Yeah. In the last handful of years, they got 3 of them. Baltimore's got 2. But it's just they're one of the best run organizations in the NFL.
Absolutely.
And they have been for a long time.
Loaded second hour. We'll pivot from the NFL. We'll get back into it. But we will talk college football. Some interesting stuff going on in college football. Big slate this weekend. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.